Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Have you been seriously injured? Mama Justice is here for you. Our medical team partners with top-notch doctors, surgeons, therapists, and urologists, ensuring a comprehensive recovery journey. If you've been injured, call Mama Justice today. We're here for you.
This is Rebecca Turner, and thank you for listening to the Good Things Podcast here on Super Talk Mississippi.
It's Mississippi's Radio Happy Hour.
Well, I'm going to Mississippi. Mississippi, here I come.
You're listening to Good Things with Rebecca Turner.
Well, I'm going to Mississippi. Mississippi, here I come.
Bringing you the good stories of Mississippi's people, places, and things to do. Now, here's Rebecca.
Good afternoon, Super Talk Mississippi. You're tuned into your radio happy hour. That's Good Things. I'm your host, Rebecca Turner. Now, don't forget, you can listen to Good Things. We are streaming live over at supertalk.fm. We're also streaming from that Super Talk Mississippi app. Hope you know you can always find us on your local Super Talk Mississippi radio station. And don't forget, you can watch us. We are on your computer, your mobile device. Just head on over to Super Talk TV. And I think we first should all check in on our friends and family. How y'all doing out there? Are we doing okay? How was your night? Rough ride? Everything going all right? I just feel like it's been kind of a whirlwind for all of us for the last, I'd say at least good 12, 14, 16 hours, something like that. Not quite a full 24 hours, but it started picking up, I guess, Rhino, as you and I were leaving yesterday. So we're nearing about a full day's worth of kind of watching. You say to catch us up on the weather right now, kind of looks like just nothing but rain for the rest of Magnolia State.
Yeah, yesterday. I mean, there are some flash flood watches and warnings in effect for various parts of the Magnolia State, but it appears we are through the thick of it when it comes to severe weather, so we don't have to worry about many much more
blustery
winds or hail or tornadic
activity.
It
was kind of like until about 5 or mid-afternoon or late afternoon, I think, was so. Hey, I'm all for things like that ending earlier. I'm also all for things like that not turning out quite like they had predicted. So that's always a good thing. I know about midnight last night-ish. You know, you say it's the loudest every time, but I want to say that if I had to go on record, it may have been the loudest boom of thunder I had ever heard. Now, I don't know if that translated into like a tree falling or something getting struck, but like that wasn't a lightning strike. It didn't sound like that. It just sounded like the entire earth cracked open in our backyard, or I guess over our head, if that's how you want to think about it, like kind of shook the house, you know, that kind of like thundering. And it wasn't continuous thunder like that, although there was a obvious thunderstorm and more thundering, but it was just like one big clap that sits you up in your bed and you're like, whoa, what? What's happening? And you go to obviously look for all of your emergency sort of things on your devices and kind of figure out where we're at in the scenario. So luckily, you know, we didn't succumb to any damage or anything like that. I know not everyone is that lucky, but it does like cause you pause to be like, Mother Nature is a beast, and she seems a little mad. Rhino, how did you sort of wait out the storm? At least last night for us, it kind of got worse. I think it was the most heavy last night into like midnight or so.
Yeah, apparently I missed the worst of it and slept through it early this morning. But apparently there was a pretty significant severe weather event about 4 in the a.m. But my experience was I'm sitting on the front porch enjoying the breeze and all of a sudden tornado sirens start going off in one direction, and then I noticed the breeze hasn't picked up. I checked my phone. It doesn't look like there's anything headed my direction. Then that siren got toned down and droned out, and then another one picked up. And it's like it just back and forth, 4 or 5 different sirens around my location would come on and go off and come on and go off. And then finally I found the right weather channel and got the radar pulled up, and I'm looking at it going, oh, Says there's a tornado pointed right at me, but I'm looking at the sky and it doesn't seem like it. And
it's not right at me.
It's not right here, so I'm going to enjoy this time I have outdoors. Meanwhile, it seemed like everybody else in my apartment complex was just, let's go! Get out of here!
Which is funny you told me that, because that is contrary to what you should be doing. If you hear a tornado siren or something, you should go indoors and get safe. But you say those that you that live in your got in cars and left, which is like, what is it? They were at a party? Was there everybody like over there and they decided just
I'd much rather be in big brick buildings than a car.
Oh, absolutely. During that time. You know, something else during like just thunderstorms in general, bad weather that never gets normal is like hearing hail. Is, you know, I think it's picked up some more where it comes more often than not. I don't know. Maybe I'm just older and I just lean into hearing it better, especially at night. But that is the strangest thing to sort of hear, like the little pea-sized hail or just start coming out of the sky and hitting your roof or hitting your, well, sadly, if it hits your car, that's an unfortunate thing. Obviously, it matters how big the hail is. But it's that weird, like you just feel like, is it normal? And I know many of you have photos and such of the hail that you saw accumulate, kind of like snow in small places. Obviously, it doesn't last long because it's a little bit warmer outside. I know there were reports of like golf ball size hail, and some saw like even bigger size, which it's just like, what's next? What next gets thrown from? Gets thrown from thrown from the sky. I know there's lots of raking that will be going on the upcoming weekend, as it looks like it will be a completely night and day sort of scenario of what the weather is like today in Mississippi versus what the weather's going to be like this coming up Saturday and Sunday. So get your raking arm warmed up, because it looks like there's going to be lots and lots of that happening over the weekend.
Not entirely over, because like we said, there are still some storms across the state. Not severe, but not being severe doesn't mean it can't be blustery. I mean, I'm seeing reports now where North Mississippi could see wind gusts up to 50 miles an hour.
Those straight line winds tonight are no joke. Even just around central Mississippi, trying to drive in to work, and it's that kind that like jerks your car, not completely off kilter, but just enough that you're like, hey, like, hold up now, you know, I didn't sign up for all of this. And then it's, you know, it's sort of over, and seeing the trees bend is never like something you go, again, not normal. I shouldn't fall from the sky, and trees shouldn't bend like that in the wind. It just feels a little off kilter. And then Jeff in Pontotoc, like so many others, probably going outside to check his mail, he sent a picture of it looks like underwater scuba diving. So I know flooding is like real flash flooding.
Well, most scuba diving is.
Well, if you're doing that out of water scuba diving, scuba diving. So you just say scuba diving. Shush. Look, shush. It's Wednesday. And so flash flooding is a real thing. A lot of folks have a lot of standing water, and that's going to also be something to look for. Keith in Meridian said he shut my business down early to call and stall the horses. They were not happy. I let them back out. It's just raining now. I know this. Yeah. Your pets are never thrilled when there's a rainy day. I know for us, our dogs normally get to enjoy the backyard and sort of a little bit more freedom, but they had to go into their cages today for their safety, for sure, during this time. I do know that there was, I think, at least two confirmed tornadoes I saw over on supertalk.fm over the last, I guess, couple hours or 24 hours. One in Raymond, and I think the last one confirmed to touchdown was on the Mississippi Gulf Coast.
I don't know if they've confirmed the touchdown in Slidell, although I did see reports of damage near the McDonald's in Slidell, but that's the storm. It started in Slidell and it tracked across the Gulf Coast, and I want to say it was headed towards the Kiln, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it lifted up before it got there. I haven't seen any reports from there, and then touched back down just north of Diamond Head.
So that made it a long...
Well, it wasn't on the ground for a long time, but they were tracking that one cell in the storm, and it produced... It looks like one tornado in Louisiana and another tornado around Diamond Head.
I've seen a lot of positive posts on social media, at least about thanking the men and women who alert us in terms of tornado watches and warnings and sort of all the things. I know it can be super obnoxious, especially if it's not in your area, when your show gets taken over or you have those sort of come through, but it saves lives. And there's a lot of folks who are using that as time to get home or change their plans or, you know, get into their safe spaces. So when you got things like that that are traveling so far and we now can sort of follow it, you just allow people the opportunity to get where they need to go. I'm definitely more worried about losing my life in a tornado during the day when I can see it coming. I am more of the, okay, this tornado has to like 9 o'clock and then I'm going to bed and I'm praying that if it's my time to still stay with us, it wakes me up or the alarms wake me up. If not, we all go together, because if not, I'll feel really guilty about that. It's really hard, though, to stay like awake anticipating it. I think a lot of folks are either up and with it and on it, or you're like, I'm just going to take my chances and go on to sleep.
I was thinking about the warning system last night, and you were talking about how if we're tracking these systems and it gives you a long lead time. And I think that's part of the confusion around tornado watch, tornado warning. Because when we were growing up, when you heard tornado warning, that means it's right on top of you. Get to your safe space right now. You don't have any time.
Yeah, you're like basically here comes Toto. Like,
right.
You're
but that has been stretched with technological advances,
right,
and more understanding of meteorological phenomenon to where that immediate warning is now a 15, 20, 25 minute warning or longer. It's still a warning. It's still a tornado on the ground. It's just that immediacy isn't there like we grew up being used to.
Amen with that. But the weather's looking much better this weekend, so stick with us. We got so many great events for you to get out and enjoy coming up next.
Attention all. Making your afternoon just a little brighter. It's Good Things with Rebecca Turner on Super Talk Mississippi. Good Things with Rebecca Turner.
Something big's happening downtown.
Good things are going on there in Mississippi. Good things are going on there in Mississippi.
So many good things happening on main streets and downtowns across the Magnolia State. So today we're highlighting what's happening downtown this weekend. It is brought to you by the Mississippi Main Street Association. Don't forget, you can always go to msmainstreet.com/calendar to get more information on upcoming events. And upcoming this weekend, you got two great crawfish events to get to. Yum. Oh, and good weather for it. First, we're going to start out in Starkville. We've got Wes Shelton, who is with the crawfish event there in Starkville. But also, I hear you're a crawfish guru, so we're going to have to talk about that. So, welcome, Wes.
Thanks for having me, Rebecca.
So, this is exciting. I know today is like terrible weather all across the state. Nobody's wanting to get out, go to Main Street, shop, do anything. But we're looking forward to a weekend that's bright and sunshiny and perfect for a crawfish festival, which I think we're all ready for. So, what's happening in Starkville this weekend, Wes?
Well, we got the King Cotton Crawfish Bowl, which has been going on for about 10 years now. It's going to be on Main Street, right in front of the new hub, Mississippi State's new hub, which was the old Cadence Bank building. So we're excited about that because they just dedicated it last week. The Crawfish Bowl starts at 1 on Saturday and ends at 4. You can go online and get tickets at the partnership. I would encourage you to do that early because they're selling quick, which is a great thing. So we're excited. Great weather. Looks like we pre-sold a ton of tickets, and looking forward to getting rid of this rain right now.
Oh, yeah, get rid of the rain. But I think the crawfish actually like the rain. So for those of us who are looking for crawfish bowls on down this season, the rain is a good thing, even for crawfish, but not for crawfish bowls. So we want it to go away in time for this weekend. You mentioned, Wes, tickets going fast. So is this something that's like a limited ticket event? So like if folks are on the fence, they need to go ahead and make that decision?
Yeah, we're hoping to have at least 1,000 plus people. So, you know, get your tickets fast. We may have to cap it because, as you know, crawfish supply crawfish are expensive and crawfish are sometimes limited in supply. So I would encourage you to go ahead and get your tickets now.
And with that, is that a plated crawfish feast, Wes?
Great question. So we've got several teams out there. So what you have the opportunity to do is go by each team and sample their crawfish. And then if you want to come back, you can get as much as you want. So it's a great opportunity to get crawfish because they've been, like I said, expensive, limited supply. So here's your chance to get all you can eat.
Well, like, that should be, y'all should have a crawfish eating contest. I think that's like, all you can eat is very relative to the individual that's pulling up to the table when it comes to crawfish there, Wes. Is there like reigning kings and queens of crawfish coming back to this event year after year, or do y'all kind of get fresh teams that want to try it out for the first time?
We've got some repeat teams, and we'll have the reigning king of cotton, King Cotton champ. He's not able to participate this year, but he's going to crown the champion, so that'll be exciting.
Have you ever participated, Wes?
I'm sorry?
Have you ever participated? Have you ever had the crown of King Cotton?
I've not wore the King Cotton crown, but I have won the fan favorite crawfish paddle, so I do have that under my belt. So, yeah.
Well, what's your secret?
I can't tell you.
It's just me and you and you. Friends,
I think the secret is having a crawfish that everybody likes. You know, it's easy to put a ton of spice in it, make it hot. That's easy. But if you can find a crawfish that, you know, hits most every palate, you can ask my wife. She judges mine, and if she likes it, it's usually a hit. So I just kind of trust her.
I'm with that. The spicy has its place, but if it gets so spicy that I have to start, like, I can no longer taste, and like my nose is running and my eyes are watering, then it's fun for a second, but then it, you know, keeps me from coming back to more. What are the more popular sides? Do y'all, like, with the contest, Wes, do y'all make them stick to, like, the corn, potatoes, sausage, or is that also part of the fun that they can add in what they want to the mix?
Yeah, there's no limit on what you can add. Luckily, Country Pleasin's sponsoring our sausage, so we'll have a great sausage put in our bowls. So always sausage, corn, potatoes. You know, everybody does Brussels sprouts now. We found that a fan favorite is pineapple. A lot of people keep coming back for that because it soaks up a lot of spice, and the sweet and spicy kind of balance out.
Is that like a fresh pineapple, Wes, or is that a like canned pineapple, like, or is it like big chunks?
Both. You can do both. It's whatever, you know, sometimes it's whatever's easiest, but there's nothing like a good fresh pineapple, and dunk it in there and pull it out and chop it up, and that's always good. That's my favorite way to do it.
I've never had that. I'll have to put that on the things to try. What else should people be trying with their crawfish bowls at home this year, Wes?
Gosh, I mean, just trying to have a crawfish bowl is the biggest obstacle, things like this year. But I think, a tip that I heard the other day was, you know, get a mason jar, fill it full of garlic pods, poke holes in it, and soak that in your bowl, let it cook those pods, and then you don't lose them, and you can pull them out and spread those out on your table. I thought that was a great idea. Once again, I mentioned Brussels sprouts. I'm a big fan of that. Asparagus, if you kind of lightly blanch those, don't overcook them. Anything from green beans, I mean, I'm not a big fan of that. Hot dogs, I mean. You can just, it's just whatever you think you might want a bowl, throw it in there. It won't hurt.
It won't hurt.
It's not going to affect the crawfish.
No, and I think that's one thing that people also sort of enjoy is no matter what you throw in there, it's not going to mess the flavor up with that. And that's why people also enjoy these crawfish festivals. They're coming out, they're getting to fellowship and have fun and support what's going on in their community. And that's what this is all about this upcoming weekend for King Cotton Crawfish Bowl West. So you mentioned 1,000 people. That's a lot of folks coming out. Is there anything we need to know, like parking or tips, if we've got our ticket, what to do, what to expect?
So the great thing about having it on where we're having it on Main Street, there's parking all up and down Main Street. So you're going to get the opportunity to, you know, obviously come and eat crawfish, but also go shop locally at our local shops up and down Main Street. So there's going to be plenty of parking there. We have Regions Bank behind, will be south of us. And so we'll have parking behind there. Regions and Reeds will be parking all up. I mean, like I said, it'll be plenty of places to park. So that's going to be the nice thing. You can park all around and just walk to it. like I said, enjoy our shops downtown.
All righty, Wes. Well, I appreciate your time. Wishing y'all all the best weather there in Starkville for your upcoming event.
Thank you, and I just want to invite everybody to come out to Starkville, Mississippi, the best small town in the South. Is we were awarded today by USA Today.
Yeah, congratulations. Absolutely. Uh-huh. There you go. And if you can't make it to Starkville but you like crawfish, you can make it to Brandon joining us as Meredith to tell us how we can get involved with their crawfish bowl that's coming up this weekend. Hey, Meredith.
Hey, Rebecca. Thanks for having me back.
It's great to have you back. Girl, tell us about what's going on in Brandon this weekend.
Yeah, we're so excited. We're going to have our second annual crawfish crawl in downtown Brandon. Last year we did this event. It's really the event that kind of got our association off the ground, and so we've been able to add on to it this year and add new components and really kind of do the crawl part of the crawfish crawl. And we have a 5K scheduled in downtown Brandon through the hills and a couple of flat areas in the residential and commercial area. Saturday morning starts at 9 a.m. and we have over 400 guests registered for the 5K. I think 7 states, 52 zip codes. It's going to be a really great morning. And then as soon as we finish that, we'll roll into the festival. And you can get crawfish at Mudbugs 042 in downtown Brandon. We'll have live music. We have Brandon native Cliff Speaks. He's going to be doing a live painting. And then you can buy a raffle ticket to purchase or for a chance to win a one-of-a-kind piece from Cliff Speaks. We also are going to add an artist crawl, and we have 6 local artists that are going to be featured in the Mudbugs 042 parking lot. For those that like art, come and shop. We have a cornhole tournament happening at Burgers and Blues Barbecue, and that is $30 for a 2-person team, and it's going to be a really big day. We'll kind of wrap all of this up about 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, depending on when the cornhole tournament ends. There will be baseball on all of the TVs at all of our restaurants. Our shops are ready. We're really, really excited about our second crawfish crawl.
So do you need a ticket to get in, or is it one of those things you come and then you buy your plate from Mudbugs?
So you will need a ticket to get into Mudbugs, but you can buy at the door or you can pre-register for the event. All of the ticket links for the raffle tickets for the artwork, the cornhole team, and Mudbugs early entry is on our social media. It's at Brandon Main Street on Instagram and then Brandon Main Street Association on Facebook.
Can we also go there to sign up for the 5K, Meredith, if we still want to do that?
Yes, you can still sign up for the 5K up until Friday night at 7 p.m. online, or you can walk up until 8:45 a.m. Saturday morning. And there is a separate ticket link, but it is also listed on our social media for the 5K, and we would love to have you. We have some great prizes, some crawfish paddles for our award winners of the 5K and also for our cornhole tournament winners. It's going to be a great thing.
It's going to be a great thing, and there's going to be great weather. Meredith, I appreciate your time. Everybody, if you don't get crawfish this weekend, it's your own fault. All right. Don't forget, too, that if you're looking for what's going on in your neighborhood, you can always go to MississippiMainStreet.com/calendar. Stick with us. We got more for you coming up next.
And you're the water.
From the Seabrook, upbeat, positive, and stories that make you smile. This is Good Things with Rebecca Turner on Super Talk Mississippi, the Super Talk app, and at supertalk.fm.
And we're down, we go.
Welcome back to Good Things. We are streaming live over at supertalk.fm. If you have taken time to download that Supertalk Mississippi app, then you can find us there anytime, anywhere. We are always on that local Supertalk Mississippi radio station, and we're also on Supertalk TV. You can find us on your computer or your mobile device. There's still time to take part in the Margaritaville Resort and Paradise Pier Fun Park in Biloxi, along with Supertalk's Taylor Swift and a Cash Gift. If you want more information on registration boxes and how you can can enter the contest. Just go to supertalk.fm/Taylor Swift. Over on supertalk.fm, though, I found some good headlines that I thought you would like to know about. If you remember back some time ago here on Good Things, about the only bill we talked about this legislative season was about the bill creating the Purple Alert for missing people with cognitive disabilities. And it has passed, and it's headed to the governor's desk. And so I think we can all agree that this is a good thing. It was unanimously passed. How many bills can say that, right? Doesn't happen very often. Again, this is not creating a new wheel. This is just adding a color to what we already have, similar to Amber Alert or Silver Alert. The Purple Alert would just allow local law enforcement, as well as those in the community, to know that a person's missing, and that maybe if you approach them or see them, they may have some cognitive disabilities, and better prepare those to interact with that individual. So I think that's a good thing. If you'd like to learn more about it, you can find it over at supertalk.fm. And then our past guest, Wes, there in Starkville, kind of set the stage for a headline that's good. It's coming for both Starkville and Oxford. Both you guys have earned the top spots in USA Today for 10 best awards. So I think that's pretty cool. Mississippi's getting recognition for two towns as one of the top towns in USA Today. So Starkville was voted best small town in the South as part of the publication's 2024 10 Best Reader's Choice Awards. And then, let's see, Oxford, you made it too. And see, which one did they win? I was trying to find which one. We all both are celebrating best small town. So best small college town. So there you go. Starkville got best small town. And then Oxford, you were named best small college town. The guys and gals over at Super Talk News have made a great article if you'd like to go and read more about your hometown, if that is it, that has been best small town. But also, I think all of our small towns in Mississippi are some of the best, but it's nice to see us amongst those lists. And then, not making that particular list, but I think everybody's excited to hear that Past Christiane has broke ground on its portion of 26-mile beach walkway stretching to Biloxi. So on a rainy day like this, I think we can all sit back and say, man, I sure do wish that it was a beautiful day on the Mississippi Gulf Coast and I could take a stroll, a 26-mile one, if I needed to, if I wanted to. Probably better to do on bike or one of those electric bikes, let's get honest, and be able to enjoy the Mississippi Gulf Coast. So that ground has broken, and it's a $2.5 million project for a pedestrian walkway. And it may take a little while for it to get up and running, but if you'd like to learn more about that, again, all those good headlines are over at supertalk.fm. If you go up to the news section, you can just hit lifestyle, and it will take you to all of those warm and fuzzies that we all need in our life more often than not. Speaking of warm and fuzzies, Rhino, when the weather is as poopy as it is outside today, what do you long for? Do you long for naps on the back porch? Do you long for like comfort food and a fire, even though it's not fire weather here in Mississippi? Like, what? I know you're here at work because you have to be, but like, what is your body longing for?
On rainy days?
Yes.
It longs for climbing back in bed.
That's
to herkle dirkle a bit.
To herkle dirkle is a word we learned here on Good Things, but basically means to do nothing. Or wait, what does herkle dirkle mean? It means to...
Technically, herkle dirkle is when you wake up and you don't leave bed for a prolonged period of time. So it wouldn't technically be herkle dirkling if I just lazed about in bed.
It does feel very counterproductive on these particular days to get up, get dressed, and then have to feel like you're going out into the weather. It's like somewhere in our DNA or makeup or whatever you want to call it, when the weather is like this outside, we automatically just move at a slower pace and really fight against having or wanting to do anything productive. Thanks to, I guess, the Industrial Revolution and lights and indoor plumbing and like all these other things, technology, it makes it where we can still be productive regardless of the weather, because our forefathers and mothers, they would not have a choice. She would not be out in the farm or built or doing anything very productive outside today.
Well, that depends. You could flip that coin on its side and say the Industrial Revolution and all the technological advances we've had have allowed us to do that safely out in the weather.
True.
Because there were times before the advent, or the, not the advent, the discovery of rubber, where your best bet for being out in a rainstorm was leather or wool.
Yeek.
Leather would protect you from the elements, but it's heavy, and it doesn't like getting wet. And
do you wool, mean like for rain gear?
Yeah, and wool can hold its weight in water without making you wet, but it's itchy.
You know, one of the worst first world problems, which really can be a problem if you don't address it. I know what I'm about to say. You're like, oh, that could be a real problem. You could lose a foot. But wet socks, like, really, it is one of the most annoying first world issues by going to work on a rainy day if you don't have on the proper footwear. And then even, like, there's soaked socks that, and obviously you don't want to be in wet, cold, wet socks for a long time. Your feet really can, you know, rot off pretty much. But, like, on a just a normal, I stepped in a mud puddle or stepped in a water puddle, and then now my socks are like that. Because they never, if even if you do it first thing in the morning on the way into work, your sock's not dry by the time you go home. It's like that weird,
not unless you're damp. That person at the office that takes their shoes and socks off and like has them spread out.
But even
dry.
Then, it never gets like, it never feels the same as it did when you first put them, hopefully a clean pair on, when you got out of the shower that morning and slipped your shoes on to head on about your day. So if they get wet or your shoes get wet, and it's just this constant reminder all day that like, you should be back in bed, you shouldn't be at work. And yes, I know there are rain boots and gear for all that, but usually you end up like me and you say things like, it won't be that bad, or I forget it, or like I did today, I left my umbrella somewhere else. Like I took it in because I needed it to get in, and then it wasn't downpouring when I left, so I left it there. But the trick with your shoes is, it, even if it stops raining and you think you're fine, you're not, because the water's still standing in those places. Or you park and you open your door and you look down and you go, well, shoot, I parked right in a water puddle. And then you do the whole tippy toe thingy madoodle to try to get to where, if you ever see like leapfrog out there to try to jump from like not into the puddle, but like around the puddle, or you'll see people sitting there too contemplating like, should I go left or should I go right? How can I maneuver around said puddle so I don't walk like directly through it? And then the rest of you who know how to wear adequate footwear with the weather, you're like, I just run straight through it. Ha, ha, ha. And that is the fun of it.
I'm kind of in the middle. I mean, I own adequate footwear. I'm not going to go digging through the closet to pull it out for a rainy day. Like, if I were going to be spending time outdoors in the rain, I'd pull them out. But if I'm going to be spending a grand total of maybe 5 minutes to and from the car to work in the rain, I'm just wearing regular shoes.
Well, then you're going to end up like Rachel and Summit, who's a mail carrier, at 9 a.m. this morning, stepped out to deliver packages in calf-deep water, squishy shoes all day. So are you the guy then that if you pull up to work, knowing that you're just running in and out, like I get it, you're not, you don't have a whole lot of outdoor time. If you pull up and open up your door and there's like a standing puddle of water, do you crank your car back up and back out and go find another parking spot?
No. Not unless I'm going to some fancy thing where I'm actually putting on a monkey suit.
Oh, I am so guilty of that.
I mean, not one of those people that tries to yoga my way into the car and not touch the puddle. It's a puddle. The bottom of your shoes are rubber. It's going to be okay.
Squishy shoes all day is not okay, Rhino.
That is a first world problem.
I told you.
That I ignore with the best of them.
I set it up with it's a first world why I can't stand it. I can't stand having squishy shoes or wet socks. Should get adequate. Rachel says she should get adequate rain shoes, and so should I. So, and we will think about it, and we'll even put some in like our Amazon cart or whatever it is today, and we'll convince ourselves not to hit buy yet, and then we'll put it off because tomorrow's going to be a beautiful day, and you'll think about it again until it's raining outside, and you're like, sure wish I had them rain boots now. Well, wait till they go on sale. They're not going on sale today. I guarantee you, you open up your Amazon and try to buy rain boots today, you're not going to find a pair on sale. But Saturday, when it's nice and sunshiny, Stick with us. We got more for you up next.
Spring clean.
Rebecca Turner.
She's smart and pretty.
Good Things with Rebecca Turner continues on Super Talk Mississippi.
But baby, you hardly even notice when I try to show you. Song is meant to keep you doing what you're supposed to. Waking up too early, maybe we could sleep. Make you banana pancakes, pretend like it's the weekend now.
Welcome back to Good Things, streaming live over at supertalk.fm, also streaming from that Supertalk Mississippi app, always on your local Supertalk Mississippi radio station, and don't forget to, you can watch us. We are on your computer, your mobile device, just head on over to Supertalk TV, and you can join in on the conversation on the C Spire text line, 601-879-4395. Dane in Hattiesburg, just rubbing it in, that he got his waterproof boots 40% off last week. You didn't get them today. You ain't gonna get an umbrella on sale today. You're not gonna get water boots on sale today. No rain jackets. They have probably raised the prices by 5 or 10% to be totally honest with that. You know, that's when, like, service station, gas stations, convenience stations, you walk in, like, and they're usually always there. They're not just there on rainy days, but they have that stand of, like, umbrellas. And, you know, like, if you bought a umbrella in a gas station or convenience store, it wasn't because, oh, would you look at that? I've always wanted.
What a deal.
Or, look at that cute dog umbrella. Mama just needs that. No, it is, you are either about to get sopping wet or you've already been sopping wet, and so you bought it out of sheer necessity. Or you're like me and you legit left said umbrella because it's not something that you normally have with you wherever you went prior to that. And so you're going to, same thing with sunglasses. I mean, who walks into a convenience store and says, you know what I need? I need a good pair of sunglasses. No, you probably bought them from a gas station because you're at the beach and you lost yours in the ocean, or you forgot yours on a road trip. Like, they have figured out what folks get down the road and go, ah, they should sell rain boots. I would have paid. I'd be the fool to pay $50 for $10, you know, co-op boots at a gas station on a day like this, if just to keep my socks from getting wet. And then hopefully you keep them in your car, and then you always have them if you need them.
That does beg the question, though.
Yes.
You're against wet shoes and wet socks, but what are your thoughts on Chacos?
So, I am not against my feet being wet. I'm against my feet being wet in sneakers and socks. So, like, Chacos, I mean, that's not necessarily the footwear I would choose for a tornado or a thunderstorm day. Let me put on my Chacos. But now that you say that, that would be a wiser foot choice than trampling through the water in my socks and my shoes, just praying that this time they won't soak up wet like cotton does every single time. And then they do dry out sort of faster. But yeah, they're created to wear into, like, creeks and rivers and sort of do the off-road kind of thing and getting wet. I'm not opposed to wet feet. I'm opposed to musty socks. And so that's what happens whenever your socks get wet. And then you hear the squish. The worst part is walking and hearing your sneakers squish because the sole has soaked up so much of the water. It doesn't really help either if you had to look nice. Like, I feel sorry for folks who have to, like, dress nice, especially ladies, real nice on days that it just doesn't make sense. And today would have been one of those days. You just needed to text your boss and be like, look, I'm coming in. So, number one, two thumbs up for me. Number two, I ain't gonna be in a suit or, like, pantyhose or any of those things today. So can I just get, like, a casual weather crisis event, get out of jail free card to walk in? Because just as bad as wet socks, it's like wet pants at the very bottom that soak up just kind of, like, you know, halfway once they get going, and they kind of hang out around your ankle for the rest of the day. I know.
Maybe that's another reason I'm not that upset about wet socks, is because I have the little footy no-show ankle socks. So it's like I have the minimum amount of sock on my foot to get wet.
Yes. And you wear shorts a lot of the time, too. Like, it has to come. It would have to be tornadoes and 12 inches of snow for you to probably not, for all of those to sort of combine for you. And you clearly don't care about your hair in the weather. And that's a whole nother first world problem I could, like, run down today for all of us ladies. And normally that's the way it works, too. Say, some of you ladies got up this morning, you got dressed in the comfort of your own home, you looked in the mirror and you said, man, it's a really good hair day, darn. Because you know, the moment that you walk outside, the wind and
the
rain.
It's the best I'm going to look all day.
This is the best I'm going to look all day, is right here, right now, staring in this while I'm brushing my teeth. Let me soak it in. Because as soon as I get out to take the kid into school or car rider or whatever it may be, or walking to work, it's gone. Like the humidity, the rain, the sideways rain. I forget this is a good
thing. It's raining sideways.
Rhett and Richmond did want to let us know a secret. Home Depot has umbrellas for under $10, and they are the big ones. So if you forgot yours, then there you go for that. But hey, look, safe and sound today. That's the best thing that can happen. Wet socks will dry eventually. But stick with us. We got more for you up next. You got the Boys with Sports Talk from 3 to 6. Rhino and I will meet you back here tomorrow at 2. But until then, I hope you all find time for the good things.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.